Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Eisenhower. I'm the CEO and founder of ICC, or Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC is one of the largest real estate coaching companies in the world, with thousands of clients and a large team of the most accomplished coaches in the industry, who coach many of the highest producing real estate agents, teams, and broker owners in North America. I'm lucky enough to be a best-selling author myself, with over 10 books published, and I'm frequently a keynote speaker and presenter for many of the largest real estate companies in the world. I've spent my career creating training materials, courses, and other coaching and training content dedicated to transforming the real estate industry and real estate agents that work within it. You can find more content on my website, the world's leading production training website for real estate agents, at therealestatetrainer.com. That's therealestatetrainer.com. Now on this podcast, I'll share tips, success stories, and training for agents and brokers looking to increase their business income while maintaining a balanced life. So whether you are a new licensee, a solo agent, a real estate team leader, or maybe a team member, a broker owner, or a manager, you are guaranteed to learn something new on each and every podcast episode.
Are going to get started. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Brad Baldwin. I'm a coach here at Eisenhower Real Estate Coaching. I've been working with you guys group for quite some time now. And we've been really taking this year on these weekly mastermind meetings to have everything start flowing together. And we've been talking a lot about the four legs of a chair as far as our lead generation pillars. We've also been talking a lot about the tools that we have, specifically our CRM, how to use that CRM, how to set the CRM up, you know, for success to convert the leads that you have, and also to talk to your sphere of influence. Jen sent me your numbers today through Zillow, and they look really pretty good. We've got a pretty good conversion rate going on for the leads that are coming in. So it's not bad. We can always get better. There's always opportunity for growth. The main thing that you need to do to grow that is to do the things that we've talked about. You know, when a lead comes in, if you can't get a hold of them, put them through the 2-week assault plan. Make sure that you got A, B, C, and D set up in your CRM so you know when to follow up with these leads. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, send me an email or talk to or go back and watch some of these past recordings. I've done a lot of things on that. So I don't want to jump into too much of that so we're not repeating ourselves. What I want to talk today about is the people that are in your A, B, C, D categories and your people in your sphere of influence category. What are the ways that we can use our CRM to constantly stay in contact with these people to produce leads, to produce appointments, to produce sales? So I want to start out first by talking about the sphere of influence for a second. So if you've done what we've talked about, which is get all of your sphere of influence people called, and if you don't know what sphere of influence is, those are the people that know you, trust you, like you. It's the people that would walk into the store or a grocery store, or you walk into the gas station, or you might see them out at an event or something, and they would come up to you and they would say, hey, Brad, what's going on? Oh, not much, Rick, how's it going? Those types of people. Or if you called them on the phone, they probably don't say hello. They probably say, hey, what's going on, Bruce? Those types of people belong into your sphere of influence, into your CRM. And we need to have four pieces of their contact information. And if we have four pieces of their contact information and they're in our CRM and you put them on the 40 contact plan, which I'm going to talk about today, you should be getting a 7-to-1 return on those people. All right. So let's say that you have 300 people in your CRM and you've had them in there for at least probably a year. You've had them on this 40 contact plan and you've been working our program. What we found out is that you will have a 7-to-1 return on those people, a 7-to-1 return, meaning for every 7 people that you know, you should be getting a transaction. So if you know 300 people, that should give you 43 transactions a year. Now, with your average sales commission right around 7,000, That's about $301,000 in gross commission income just from the sphere of influence people by doing the things that I'm getting ready to show you. That's a pretty good amount of money. Now we couple that with all the online internet business that we're getting and putting them through our 2-week assault plan, putting it through our A, B, C, and D plan, following up with them, right? And we just take that 301 and we plus that for as how many deals will be closed. So we've got a lot of different things in our world. Now, all of this is made whole, if you will, from running our CRM. And you guys have one of the best CRMs out there, right? So I want to jump into real quick and showing you what a 40 contact plan is, because a lot of people are like, 40 contact plan, that sounds like a lot of touches, a lot of contacts. Well, it's not all phone calls, right? So it's a mix. It's phone calls, it's social media contacts, it's emails, it's mailers, it's client events, it's pop buys. There's no right or wrong way to do it, but I am going to show you a couple of examples on what to do. So I'm going to share my screen here. Now, this is in our materials. We're in your materials on the Online Learning Center in the course called SOI, Building a Real Estate Agent's Sphere of Influence, okay? So in module 3 of SOI, we have learned that this is where we talk about our SOI contact plan. And there's many ways to do it. I want to kind of go over some rules, though, before, while you're picking out your plan, because some of our plans are built on maybe that we're too busy. All right. So we want to, if some people just send out 40 emails, well, that doesn't really work. Okay. Because they get busy and they're like, oh, I'll just put somebody on this, the automatic drip that my CRM comes with, and just starts spitting out emails to people. And then they call me and they're like, Brad, your 40 contact plan is not working. Well, let me see your 40 contact plan. Well, I've got them on a drip system. Well, that just sounds odd, the drip system, right? And just think about that when you're thinking about communication with other people. About 12% of your emails will get opened, okay? So 12% of your emails will get opened and read, right? 73% of all phone calls go unanswered, okay? 99% of text messages get read, all right? And almost 90% of all mail pieces get seen, right? So those are just some stats. Now that doesn't mean, oh, Brad, 73% of all phone calls go unanswered, we should never call anybody. That's wrong. 25% of them actually do. Here's the other thing. The 73% that didn't answer, they saw your name, right? Now remember, these people have your name in their phone, right? These are our SOI contacts. They know your name. They saw your name. Same thing with emails. Hey, they're not opening my emails up. That's okay, right? They saw your name. Hey, they got my mailer. They threw it in the trash. Of course they threw it in the trash. They threw it in the trash with the coupons and everything else. But guess what? They saw your name. So when you're putting together your 40 contact plan, remember that it's quantity. It's not necessarily quality. Because I see people designing their postcards and spending almost a year doing that when you're better off just to send them anything. You can send them a recipe card. You can send them a just listed card. You can send them any card you want to. It doesn't really matter. We just want them to see your name. It's like, my name is Brad. I want to see email Brad, phone call Brad, social media post Brad, you know, mail postcards Brad. I want them to see my name all the time. That puts them in top of mind, which will get that 7-to-1 return. You set this all up in your CRM, but here's some rules. No more than 26 of your touches on your 40 contact plan can be email, all right? Also, I am not going to say go out and spend money. If I always want you to lead with revenue. Do not just go out and get a credit card and run it up and start spitting out mail pieces just because I said so, right? We need to look at your expenses and 5% of your GCI. So if you say you made $10,000 last month, right? That means that you have $500 to spend on mailers, which would probably get you postcards probably for the first quarter, maybe the second quarter for your SOI. Also, your contact plan must at least have two phone calls, right? They might not answer. That's cool. I'm gonna get into that in a second. But I do want you to have at least two phone calls, okay, in your 40 contact plan. Let's go over some examples. Sample one's pretty basic. This is an email biweekly, a biweekly email, right? Notice I didn't say two a month because, you know, some months have 5 weeks, some months have 4 weeks. It's a biweekly email, right? 12 mailers and two phone calls. Now, the contents of those emails, we have that in your materials. We have a great newsletter system that has 12 newsletters by the month in there that you just have to custom template and do that. You probably have them also in your CRM. They could be auto email prospecting searches. They could be market reports. They could be video emails. Let's not get into the content of the email. I'm just saying that there's a lot of emails out there. Now, there's also a plan where I say giving to get, right? And giving to get means I'm going to give them stuff or I'm going to be a little bit more creative. So maybe some of the high I's in the behavioral disc assessment on this call, the giving to get might be better for you. And if you look at this, you know, we got 18 emails, we got 12 mailers, or we're sending them a Happy New Year's card. Maybe we're sending them, you know, coupons and flyers to their local, you know, area home and garden patio show, you know, discounts. Maybe we're sending them sports schedules. You can kind of see this, you know, how this goes. And what you're doing is you're giving them something to get something. So you're just coming from contribution all the time, right? So you're giving them sports schedules. You're giving them coupons. You're partnering up with your HVAC guy because I know that everybody on this call has done the who do you know vendor exercise and have partnered up with a HVAC contractor. And you call Bob the HVAC contractor, say, hey, listen, you know, summer's coming and I want to make sure that everybody's air conditioner is serviced for this upcoming month. If I send out a mailer to all my people in my sphere of influence, which is about 300 people, with a little discount code in there says Bob Cools Virginia, right? Would you give them a 10% off and get their AC service? Bob will say absolutely 100%. And now you just sent out a coupon to all your people, something cool, something that like, hey, this is a good coupon. You know, it's 10% getting my AC service. I should probably do this. Now you called Bob. They're going to call Bob, right? Bob's going to come out there and do it. Now you're scratching Bob's back like you're supposed to, right? Now you can call Bob up and say, hey, Bob, your in-house is all day, every day with 20 of your people. Somebody out there has got to be able to sell their home. Somebody out there has been talking about it. They're fixing their furnace. They're fixing their AC because they're selling their home. And the only thing I ask is I'm going to do this. You're going to be my preferred HVAC contractor. Just as long as you or anybody in your company, if they think about selling their home, make sure that I'm your realtor of choice and you call me so I can call them so I don't end up with a weak realtor at a weak moment. That's how that works. Do whatever that makes you feel like you're getting value to your database, to your SOI, and something that you'll actually do. There's also another plan here, and this is something that is relatively new. And you know, we're in the COVID-19 stuff, and I'm sure that will kind of weed its way out here, you know, in the next year or so. But it's the client events, right? I've got a lot of my clients that I work with that are big on client events because, to be quite honest with you, they have reluctance talking to people, right? So I'm like, well, can you call them and invite them to a party? Yeah, most people can at least do that. So we use the client events to make touches and to keep top of mind share around something fun for them, right? So this could be, you know, like I have down here, photos with Santa. This could be happy hours. This could be a picnic in the park. This could be all kinds of different things that you could be doing. And what we do with these client appreciation events is we're sending out emails. We're sending out, we're calling them. We're sending out mass text messages. We're sending out Facebook direct messages. We're sending out, you know, calendar invites through Eventbrite and also maybe social media. This could be Instagram reels. There's a lot of different things that we can do around a client event to make sure that we're top of mind share, okay, with the people that we're that are in our sphere of influence. And also they like it. Okay. So a lot of people like to go to client events because they're fun. I mean, who wouldn't want to go to a barbecue in the park? You know, somebody on a real estate team that I coached did a fish fry, and they live in a smaller community, in a rural town, and they invited the entire town. They got the mayor involved, and they've got all their sphere of influence. They got all the people that are not Mets. They got all their Zillow leads. Everybody's invited to this fish fry in the park, brought to you by ABC Realty, right? And they had banners up and signs and everything else. So you can do a lot with client events, and they're very, very, very effective. Okay. So where are we going with all this? Now that you have your SOI in your CRM, you've got all four pieces of their contact information, your next step is to watch this module 3, your SOI contact plan. Come up with your contact plan based on these samples. And I don't care how you do it, just as long as there's 40 touches. They can't all be phone calls because no one's going to do that. They can't all be emails. You guys know the rules. So you guys figure it out and do whatever. Some people say, I tell you what, I'm going to do one client event. I'm going to do a couple promotions, 4 promotional mailers. I'm going to do emails, and then I'm going to do 4 phone calls every quarter. Okay, whatever. You know, do whatever that makes you feel like you're getting value to your database, to your SOI, and something that you'll actually do. Using that tool can make your life a whole lot easier. Now, let's switch gears just a little bit, because one of these touches that I'm going to go over right now, not only can you use this with your sphere of influence, because everybody wants to know about homes, right? They love the homes. Like, they want to search for homes. They want to look for homes. They want to know their home's value. They want to know what Bob and Sally sold their home down the street for. They want to know a lot of different things. Now, how can you get this information out to them very cheaply, right? And effectively, not only to your SOI, but to your leads that you're working on converting. So say you have a Zillow lead that came in, or a pay-per-click lead that came in, or however they came into your system, and they're thinking about buying a home this year. Well, you can't call them every week, right? And if they're buying a home this year, that means we're going to call and text them every 2 weeks, right? In the interim of that, we need to set them up on the most effective thing that you could do. And that's called a auto email prospecting search. Okay. So it's down here in module 17. Of your materials in your SOI course. And that's what it's called. It's called an auto email prospecting search. So if you ever set up a buyer, right? You have a buyer that came in, you set them up on a home search, and you're spinning out the homes that they might like through the MLS. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you could do that through your MLS, but you could also do that through your CRM. You guys have a CRM that actually will do this for you. You just have to set up everybody on that. So on top of your SOI, maybe we're looking for more creative emails. We're sending them one email, right, for our newsletter, you know, whatever. These are the homes I sold, and it's Halloween, blah, 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 blah. Yet our other email could be, here's all the homes in and around your neighborhood that have came on the market, sold, or are under contract currently, or maybe if it's not their neighborhood, maybe it's their county, maybe it's their specific town. I mean, kind of, you want to make it a little hyper local. You don't want to just say, you know, Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach is a big place. Like, just maybe hyper local, right? Set them up on those auto email prospecting searches. They find a lot of value on that, you know, and the scripts are pretty easy. We can look through all the photos of your neighbor's home. We can compare amenities to your house versus their house. We know the price of each new listing. We can see how quickly homes sell. We can see value increasing, and just keep you up to date. There's a lot of value in that auto email prospecting search. It also gives you content to call your leads about. Right. So you can call your, C leads and say, hey, I don't know if you've been getting my auto email prospecting searches, or you've been getting the auto email neighborhood search, whatever you want to call it. You could say, hey, I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but the values of your home has increased from the usual 3 to 4, 5%. And it actually increased last year to 9%. Meaning it might be a good time to actually have a conversation about selling your home now versus waiting, because I think we could get more money for it. When would you like to set that up? Is morning or afternoon better? Okay. Same thing with buyers. Mr. Buyer, I know that you're wanting to wait till summer, till it warms up, so we can actually, you know, go out and look for a home. Don't know if we want to do that, Mr. Buyer, because the home prices are actually on the rise right now because of the low inventory. If you've noticed that the price of each new listing that I sent to you, the same type of home, that three bedroom, two bath ranch, actually keeps rising. Where it was 400,000 last month, right now it's 405, because people are doing multiple offers, they're overbidding, and appraisals and values are going up. Maybe we want to buy now versus waiting, right? So this is another thing on some module 17 of SOI. If you want to dig into this more, which you should, this is another piece of information, right, that you can take out and put it into your tool bag, if you will, and go out and start building your business with. You can set them up on MLS prospecting searches. I would do that right now for everybody in your A, B, C, and D lead categories. Okay. That would be a great homework assignment for you to do. Also go up here and watch module 3 and put together your 40 contact plan. And we got a PDF here that all you have to do is just write it in how you're going to do it. These are the steps that I'm going to do. Put these into your schedule, put all this stuff into your CRM, and your CRM will take care of the rest. Like, if you're going to drive in a nail, grab a hammer, right? The hammer being your CRM. Using that tool can make your life a whole lot easier, because all you have to do is load up all your newsletters in your CRM and say, okay, send this out to my SOI on the first every month, and it just automatically does it. And a lot of, like I said, a lot of them is actually built into your CRM too. Well, I hope you all learned something. You learned your next steps in your CRM, which is constantly staying in contact with your database, your SOI, and your ABCD leads. Oh, thanks, Jonathan. My favorite meeting yet. You're welcome. My pleasure. And if you guys ever have any questions on this at all, you can always reach me on my phone at 817-505-6681, or you can email me at brad@eisenhowercoaching.com, or you can jump into our Facebook group. If you're not a member already, it's called the Real Estate Roundtable. Jump in there and ask away. We can help you in many different ways. I will talk to you all next Wednesday. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch my training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or join our Facebook called the Real Estate Agent Roundtable. Thanks again.